Today we're going to talk about what is this one thing that is going to cause you to have exponential growth in your business. This one thing can really help you grow leaps and bounds, not only in your business, but also in your life. As you have already heard me speak, your life and your business are not different from each other. You are the common factor between your business and your life. And if any one thing is out of balance, it is going to impact the other piece. So for instance, if your personal life is not in balance, then no matter how much you grow in your business, it is going to impact your life. Similarly, vice versa. If your attention is entirely on your personal life, which is with your kids or whatever is happening, then your business is going to get impacted. The goal is, how can you create exponential growth in all areas? And with importance placed on what is right there in front of you. What I mean by that is, at any given point, any given season in your life, one thing is going to need your attention. And in this, today we're going to talk about how to create that exponential growth in all areas. And I'm going to share my own personal experience with that.
You are listening to the Create Your Vibrant Life podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to tap into your inner wisdom, unlock your personal success, and evolve your life and business. I am your host, Padma Ali, and I'm well known in the space of neuropsychology and energy healing. I help evolved entrepreneurs and high performance leaders like you remove the invisible barriers that you cannot see that are keeping you stuck from transforming your life. As we journey together, you will quickly discover that the only way to create your vibrant life and reach new levels of success is to go within. There's no better time to discover the gifts of your inner wisdom than right now. So welcome to the Create Your Vibrant Life podcast.
So think about this as a fireside chat with you. I want to share my own life experience, what has happened in the last month, and what came up from that. As you may have noticed, there's been a little bit of a break in creating episodes for you guys. And the reason that came about is because a few weeks ago, it was, I think, right before I turned 47, There was a little bit, I think right around the end of March or the beginning of April, I was like, okay, I just need to slow down. Something is not feeling in balance because my business was growing exponentially and that was causing a little bit of recalibration in my personal life. And so I had to take a little bit of a pause to see what is it that my life needed as a whole in order for me to grow both these aspects together. I was noticing, like, as the growth was happening, part of me was feeling a little bit of like, wow, how can I handle all of it? And some of you may already know, like, my husband travels a lot. And so I have two young kids who also need my attention, and my business is my baby. So my clients are so important to me because I get so much out of doing the work that I do. And so it got me thinking, and that is where this whole concept came about. So this is the one thing I'm going to share with you. I already gave you a little bit of a hint, and now we're going to talk a lot about this. So what happened was I decided I just needed to slow down, which meant I'm going to pause. I'm going to pause doing the things that the way I was doing things. So I had to really take a step back and see, okay, what does my business need? What does my life need? What do I need that is going to allow me to grow all aspects of my life in a way that feels good to me. So as I'm sharing all these things with you, what I want you to look at is how do you apply this to your own life? This is not just about me sharing about my life where you can just be like, oh yeah, what is she talking about? Or how does this apply to me? Or how is this even relevant to me? It is very much relevant because it's about how do you apply this to your own life. So just start by taking an inventory. Where are you at with your business? Where are you at in your personal life? Is everything in balance? Does something feel like too much for you? Are you overwhelmed in any of the areas? Are you feeling good with any of all the areas in your life? Is your health in where you want it to be? Are you taking breaks that you need to be taking? So all of these things, just take a higher level approach to this. Anytime I start, I always start by taking a higher level approach, because when I look at it from a bird's eye view, from an eagle's eye, from a hawk's eye point of view, I get a different perspective on what is happening. And that's exactly what was happening. As my birthday approached, I was usually around that time, I do a process with my own self. It's my own recapitulation of the year. And I sit and think about what worked for me this year. How was I last year? Have things changed? Because change is necessary. Change is very important. So I'm always looking at, have I changed for the better? And if I have not changed in certain areas, what has stopped me from changing? The self-reflection, this recapitulation of your life is very important. And a birthday is a great time to do it. So I was looking at that, and so much growth happened this last year in all aspects, both from my spiritual growth, emotional growth, business growth, financial growth. Everything was growing in an amazing speed. And that brought me to, okay, where do I want to take this next? So for me to go to the next level, something has to change. What got me here is not going to get me there. We all know that, or you may or may not know that, but what got you here is not going to get you there, because it requires a different level of input that from you to get you to a different place. So I started to really look at that, okay, saying, all right, so what needs to change? What do I have to do differently in order for me to get to the next level? And that got me thinking and saying, okay, I need a pause. I need a break. I need to really slow things down. Now, I've already made commitments to my clients. I'm not going to back off on that, because one of my top values is integrity. And so if I've made a commitment, I want to keep those commitments. So I was like, okay, I can change those. So what can I change? All right, so let's take a break from everything. So that's why I hadn't created any podcasts. I hadn't created much of content this month. I was like, okay, I really need to slow down to see where do I want to go from here. So that pause has been extremely powerful on so many levels. And this is the one thing that can help you exponentially grow your business, because with that pause came so much creative ideas, came so much more momentum on where I want to take this to the next level. It was really amazing to see, okay, this is where I need to go. And To go to that place, what do I need to bring in? And that information came in during this pause. This pause was vital for me to see, what do I need to do differently? And that is what I'm inviting you to see. Where can you pause in your life? Like you noticed, I couldn't pause everything, but I could pause a few things. And that pausing allowed more space. This is no different than if you are if you have a glass of water in front of you, if the glass is full, there's nothing that's going to be able to go into that. But you empty out the water, then there's more empty space that you can now fill with. And that is the key. Can you create some empty space for you to have a different, for you to head in a different direction? So this is the big takeaway for you. How can you pause? Where can you pause? With intention. Because with this pause, I had an intention of saying, okay, I need to change a few things. What are those changes? With that question, then came the answers. A lot of times people think that, oh, if I'm meditating, somehow answers should just come. For me, that has never worked. What has worked is when I ask a specific question and then that answer, then at some point the answer comes into me, comes in for me. So this is what I'm going to invite you to do. If you have a goal in mind, have that goal, have that vision, and then slow everything down, because with that slowness, with that slowing down comes more creative ideas. And this is where a lot of people falter, because they are like, oh my God, like I'm slowing down. That means I'm not going to go anywhere. But what you may not realize is slow down to speed up. You have to slow down. Even athletes take breaks. They have to take breaks. And during that break, they're nourishing themselves. They're taking care of their bodies. This is no different. You're taking care of your precious mind. You're taking care of your brain. You're taking care of your system to be a flow, to be an open channel for universal consciousness to come through, because that is where all the answers lie. Anything that you're looking for, the universe has the answers. You just have to stay open and ask the right questions. Those right questions will give you then the right answers. So my invitation to you is take an inventory of your life. Look at where you're at. Look at what needs to come through. Look at what is important for you. Look at what has to shift. Because if you don't change anything, nothing will change. In order to create something different, you have to put in a different input to that. So that's my invitation to you. To look at, okay, and in this process, let me share a little bit more about what has come through for me in this. More business ideas have come through in this time period. And not only that, I now have a more clear plan. I know exactly what I'm doing between now and the end of this year, which is a good, 8 months? 8-9 months. So this is vital, right? Like now this is what's going to help me grow to that next level. So, and on top of it, what has also happened is now I have a little bit more space for what needs to happen with my family as well, because I can't let go of those things. I have very small kids, and so they need me, they need my attention, and they need at least one parent's attention at any given time. And because my husband travels, I was like, all right, this is now coming down on me. So how do I balance all of this? And so with this pause also came me blocking certain times of the day where I'm just fully present with them. The places where I used to get very frustrated in the past was because my attention was divided. My kids needed my attention. My business needed my attention. And I had to also fend for them and take care of them and all of that. So I had to really take a bigger look at and see, okay, how can I shift things there as well? So with this pause came me blocking certain times of the day, like at after 4 p.m. until 8 p.m., it is my time with my kids. Whatever I have to do between cooking and making sure they're well taken care of and cleaning up the kitchen after they go to bed, and all of those things. So these 4 hours were crucial for time for my family. So do you see how unless you pause, you're just reacting? You're just doing the next thing that is right there in front of you, and that is not going to work. So you have to, if you want to respond, something has to shift. You have to look at it saying, okay, what is the bigger goal here? How can I work towards that? So this pause is vital for everybody, because without that pause, you're just going to the next thing. You're in a reactionary mode versus responding mode. So with that, I want you to see, what are your takeaways from this? What are you looking, what can you apply to your own life at any given point? Okay, so how can you apply this to your own life? What are you taking away? Please share with me. Please share this episode. Please DM me and let's chat about this. Let's chat about, where are you stuck? Where do you need shifts? And how can you create that pause to allow you that creative thinking? And also, if you haven't yet left a review, please leave a review. I would highly appreciate that. And I will see you on another episode. And again, if you haven't yet left a review, if you found value in these podcasts, please leave a review. Please share this with your friends and family, because the more together we can truly raise the vibration on this planet. Also, stay tuned, because in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about a really fun money belief that I'm going to debunk for you, which is, money does not come from hard work. Money comes from the universe. I want to really debunk this belief that money comes from hard work. It's a super fun episode, so stay tuned for that.
Thank you for listening to the Create Your Vibrant Life podcast today. If you have gotten value from today's episode, I invite you to share it with your friends and colleagues. If you would like to further connect, you may follow me on Instagram at Padma Ali and LinkedIn. Of course, you may also visit me at PadmaAli.com to get more information on how we can work together. Thank you so much for being here.